Yeah, no, I thought Sheffield came to play, to be fair, and they threw the ball about, they tried everything what they normally probably wouldn't do, and it was catching us. I just thought our attitude was a little bit off as well defensively, to be fair, because really they shouldn't be troubling us. I just think we need to approach the games. I know we're finished now against the Championship sides, but you can't approach games with your attitude not being right defensively. If you approach games like that, then you're going to end up getting beaten. And I mean, we were close to getting beaten today.
But ultimately, you got the result that was needed, didn't you?
Yeah, well, a win's a win, and we've got the 2 points. We just need to move on from this now, learn lessons from it, and go forward.
Two games remaining now for you, Ian, both against Super League teams.
Yeah, obviously two very important games. The Widnes game's a massive one now next week. Obviously with them winning at Wakefield as well at weekend, it puts it in the balance now. Whoever wins that game is probably secure in Super League, so it's a massive game.
Yeah, it is, and that could do it for you. I mean, and that's how important it is. I mean, you've taken a massive stride today towards securing Super League status, but it's not done yet.
Yeah, no, it's a massive stride going forward, getting the 2 points. It's not the way we would have liked to have done it, but we've got the 2 points. We move forward to Widnes now, and we can plan for that one.
And we're waiting to speak to Adrian Moyley. Whether we'll get to do that between now and 7 o'clock is anybody's guess, because everybody wants to speak to him. It's been a pretty amazing and emotional day for him, I guess.
Yeah, it has. To be fair, he's been real level-headed throughout the week. He knew this week was coming up, and we'd spoke about it between us. And he knew it was coming where he'd have a little bit of attention on him, but he's handled it the right way, and his focus was on the game today, and we needed all the boys to be on that way rather than it making a big emotional thing. And Adrian's been really good throughout the week with that.
And what about you? How have you coped with the last probably few weeks? Of course, you've been upgraded into the man in the hot seat.
Yeah, no, I've really enjoyed it. It's a challenge, and I've always been taught to accept challenges and meet them head on, and I'm enjoying it at the moment, and we'll just see where that goes.